So we're actually in the middle of a sugya, Daf Lamed He Amud Aleph. If you remember, we were dealing with why does the Mishnah say that you cannot have a din Torah, at least for dinei nefashos, on a Friday? So it was definitely based on, and let's just go through the various options. It's definitely based on the fact that, as we said, if ever there's a guilty conviction, we always have to push off the din till tomorrow. By the way, Rabbi Avram, I was going to send you an email yesterday. I apologize, I didn't get around to it. The question that you asked yesterday, we're going to learn together today. It's a Tosfos. Why can't you carry out a death sentence on Shabbos? We'll see in a second. I'll call upon him v'oifen. So if Beis Din would convene on a Friday, so if they would come to a conclusion that he's innocent, well, then it's all fine and well. But if they would come to a conclusion that he's guilty, then as we said, that always has to be pushed off till the next day. The next day, however, is Shabbos. So because of that, we never have the Din Torah in the first place on Friday. And the Gemara went through, we saw this yesterday, the various permutations. The Gemara explains that we cannot kill him on Shabbos. That's not an option for reasons that we're going to see in a moment in Tosfos. So that's not an option. To kill him on Motzah Shabbos, if the conclusion on Shabbos is that he's guilty, is also not an option. Why is that not an option? Because, as we know, as we mentioned, everything has to be at daytime, Neged HaShemesh. To convict him on Shabbos and then put him to death only on Sunday is also not an option. Remember, we called that yesterday Inui Hadin. It's affliction. For this poor fellow to be sentenced to death and then have to wait a whole day until it actually happens is inui. You can't do that. So l'chaira, we only have one final option left. What's the last option? Why can't we have a din Torah on Friday? And if necessary to spill it over, why can't we just spill it over until Sunday? So why do you have to say it would need to be spilled over to Shabbos and we can't have a din Torah on Shabbos for reasons we just explained? Fine. So why can't you spill it over till Sunday? So have a look at the Gemara. This is the Gemara's final question on this subject. The first word on the line is Nimtza. About 10 or 11 lines from the end, Nimtza. Says the Gemara towards the end of that line, Nedaine b'mayle shabto. Why can't you judge him on Erev Shabbos? And if it needs to be concluded on another day, v'nigmere, and then complete it, b'chad b'shabta, and then it will be concluded on Sunday. So I understand it can't be concluded on Shabbos, as we explained, neither on Motzah Shabbos. Why can't it be concluded on Sunday? Answers the Gemara, Minshu Tamayhu. Because if you have a two-day gap from Friday all the way to Sunday, we're concerned that come Sunday, people will forget. People will forget what the halacha, will forget the tainus. And if even though there was a whole maso matan on Friday, but if they want to come to a gemar din, a psak halacha on Sunday, by the time Sunday comes along, they'll forget their tainus. Says Rashi, towards the end of the narrow lines, look Rashi, ledaine b'mayle shabto v'nigmere b'chad b'shabto. Says Rashi, v'chol zman sheloi nigmar hadin, loi have inui hadin. It's only inui hadin, as we said before, when you sentence him to death, and then he has to wait a whole day for it to happen. But if the din Torah happens on Friday, there's been no conclusion. So if there's been no conclusion, what would be the problem to wait till Sunday? If it's inui hadin, that's a different subject, but here there is no inui hadin. When is it inui hadin? The kol shom mitzapeh lahatzola. Because all the time he's hoping that he'll be saved if there's no affliction. Aval kashen nigmar, but once the din has reached its conclusion, then kol hayom mitzapeh lemisa. Then all he's looking forward to is being killed. And that is vave inui hadin. Fine. But again, that's only when there's been a gemar din. So if there hasn't yet been a gemar din, there's just been the masa umatan on the Friday, what will be the problem? Let's now suspend the din taira until Sunday. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, no, min shilohu ta'amayu, shenasu v'nasnu v'diktaku b'yom rishon. Everything they now want to bring up the whole argument and the discussion when it comes to Sunday, by then they would have forgotten all the various svaras on Friday. Now, while they have forgotten the svaras on Friday, even though the Gemara says now, afal gav, back into the Gemara, deshnei, Soifre hadayonin oimdim lefneim v'koisvin divrei hamazakin v'divrei hamachayvin. Even though the scribes of the court are busy writing down all the various opinions, so why are you worried that when you come to Sunday the dayonim will have forgotten their original logic? Surely it's all being written down. Says the Gemara, no. Nehi debapuma kosvin. But liba de inshi, inshi, literally translated, that which emerges from the mouth can be written down. But that which is in the heart of a person is only in the heart, and therefore that can be forgotten. Therefore hilkoch lo yafsha. Therefore it turns out there's absolutely no option of having a din Torah on Friday, as mentioned. To spill it over to Shabbos is not an option because you can't put somebody to death on Shabbos. To put him to death on Matzah Shabbos is also not an option because it's got to be done by day. To spill it over to have the Gemara Din on Shabbos and then the execution on Sunday, can't do that. Inui Hadin. To spill it over from Friday to Sunday, we're also worried because people will forget their svaras. Says Rashi, Liba de Inshi Inshi. Liba de Inshi Loi Kosvi. You cannot write down on a piece of paper the feeling in your heart. Even though he will remember maybe basically the principle of what he held 2 days ago, but if he wants to know all the reasoning and how he felt that and why he felt that and how he got to the conclusion, that can be forgotten 2 days later. And he will not be able to reconcile it, to explain it. He will not be able to give a good reasoning. Say, look at the notes. He'll come back on Sunday and say, okay, what was my opinion on Friday? Remember, even though it's true, we're doing absolutely everything we can to save him, but we don't just abandon everything that happened on Friday. There was a Masa Matan on Friday. We want to continue off. So the Dayanim will come back after Shabbos on Sunday morning and they'll say, one second, just remind me again, what was my opinion on Friday? They look at the notes, ah yes, I maintained he was guilty. Why is that? I don't remember. I don't have that same heart. And therefore that's what the Gemara is saying. That which emerges from the mouth can be written down, so all the opinions will be summarized. But his lave, his feeling, his reasoning, his logic behind that which he enunciated is not written down. So come Sunday, everything will be forgotten. And therefore, says the Gemara in the Maskana, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. There is simply no option to have the Din Torah on Friday. Remember, in theory, if you'd have it on Friday and you'd come to a conclusion of innocent, then everything will be fine. Because then it doesn't need to be spilled over at all. The concern is always that they'll come to a conclusion, not a Psak Din, but come to a conclusion of guilty. Then it will need to be spilled over. As we just explained, it cannot be spilled over not to Shabbos, not to Motzei Shabbos, not to Sunday. And for that reason, Dinei Nefoshes are never held on Friday. Yes.
So you can't kill a guy on Friday, right?
Yeah.
What? You can't kill a guy on Friday?
Sure. If you have a Din Torah on Thursday, spill it over to Friday, kill him on Friday. But not if it's the same day. You can never kill somebody on the same day, the first day of the trial. That's the Mishnah said. Now have a look at Tosfos, Rav Ram, this is your Tosfos.
Do trials ever last more than 2 days?
Sure, last a week.
So you can say the same thing. Then how can you start a trial on a Wednesday? Because it might spill over to Sunday.
In a chalami, but then ain't no davar safe. Then you can never have a trial. There's no chiyuv to have it 2 days, but if I have it on Friday, then there's a chiyuv of halon asadin. Then you necessarily require that it pushed off a day. That I can't do. I cannot set up a din Torah where I'm going to necessarily require it to be spilled over to a day that I cannot have a din Torah.
So then we don't worry about this liba concept
what
if it
do?
Went over.
Yeah, what should we do? We have no choice. I'm not going to do that lechatchila. Now, have a look. Very important Tosfos. Ein Ritzicha Doicha Es HaShabbos. This is the question that Rav Rom asked yesterday. What, in fact, is the problem to put him to death on Shabbos? We said before that if you have the Din Torah on Friday, then to spill it over to the next day, well, you could in theory have the Gemara Din on Shabbos, but then what are you going to do? How can you put him to death? You can't put him to death on Shabbos for reasons we're about to see in a moment. You can't put him to death on Motzah Shabbos because it's got to be daytime. You can't put him to death the next day because the poor fellow is waiting in desperation, Inuya Din. So therefore, there's no options. By the way, maybe we could even learn the previous Tosfos. Because the previous Tosfos, the one that begins with the word Ligmari, the previous Tosfos is worried, forget putting him to death. How do Beis Din convene on Shabbos? Are Beis Din allowed to convene on Shabbos? The Gemara seems to suggest that the only problem is that I can't put him to death. Again, what happened? He came to Beis Din on Friday. The whole court case happened on Friday. The Dayanim would like to come to the conclusion of Choyva. That's necessarily Mechayevas Halonas Hadin to spill it over tomorrow. The Gemara seems to say that yes, you could come to a Gemara Din tomorrow. The only problem is the Ritzicha. So it seemed to be that the Gemara is telling us that the Beis Din are allowed to convene on Shabbos, which is very problematic. Have a look at Tosfos. Ligmere ledine b'shapta. If we would come to a Gemara Din on Shabbos, so then we run into problems of Ritzicha. Why is it only a problem of Ritzicha on Shabbos? Why is it not a problem, even the very fact that the Dayanim are convening? Says Tosfos, Afal gav de tnan. Even though we have learned in a Mishnah, Perek Mashilin, Eilu he mishum shvus. What is a shvus? As we well know, a shvus means an issur derabbanan on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we have those isurim which are awesome in Atayra because they're a malacha, and then we have those which are awesome in derabbanan because they are a shvus. So the Mishnah in Beitza says the following are asa and are considered to be a shvus. Loi donin? Question mark. It says quite clearly, loi donin. There's no din, there's no Beis Din. Beis Din are shat on Shabbos. Apparently, it's an issur derabbanan. We'll see in a moment why. For the Beis Din to convene on Shabbos. If that's the case, how can the Gemara say that if I spill over the din Torah to Shabbos, I have a problem? Because if they come to a Gemara din of Chayev, I can't put him to death. One moment, long before that. How did they ever convene in the first place? We have a Mufurish Mishnah, but there's an Issa de Rabbonon, Ein Donin. Says Tosfos, no. Hainu Dafka Dine Momenas. That's only in the case of monetary matters. Now, how can that be what? Monetary matters more severe than Dine Nefoshes? A Beis Din cannot convene for Dine Momenus on Shabbos, but they can, however, for Dine Nefoshes? Does that make sense? How can that be? Says Tosfos, Gezeira Shemo Yichtoiv. Why is there an Issa in the first place? What exactly is the Issa? The Issa is because maybe they'll come to write. So why is that only a concern with dinei mamonos? Says Tosfos, aval dinei nefashos ein lesor mitamzeh. There's no need to forbid it based on this reasoning. Why? Because there's nothing to write down. Remember, everything happened yesterday already. Shekvar kosvoy me esmoil. They've already written from yesterday. Divrei hamazakin v'divrei hamachayvin. Remember what happened. The Beis Din initially convened on Friday. Again, in this theoretical world, they'll be allowed to do that. All the Dayanim, they had the Maso Matan, and they came to a conclusion, and they all wrote down their opinions, and it seems to be that most are leaning in the direction of Chayva. Okay, as we said, Halona Sadin, you've got to come back tomorrow. If you'd come back tomorrow, there's nothing to write down anymore. Rather, we just ask the Dayanim, okay, everybody, you've slept over it now Friday night. Do you all still remain with your original position? If yes, fine, that's it. So Bishlem in Dine Momenus, which is a one-day trial, so it's not spilled over. So that's why you can't have that on Shabbos, because there's a Gzeira Shema Yichtev. But if it's Dine Nefoshes, where the bulk of the Din Torah has already happened on Erev Shabbos, everything has been written, there is no Gzeira Drabon on the Beis Din are allowed to convene, because there's no Chashash of Shema Yichtev. So now we understand at least half the Gemara. The Gemara said that if you spill over the din till tomorrow, they might come to a Gemara din that is chayev and you can't put him to death. So we haven't yet worked out why you can't put him to death. That's true. But at least we've worked out why they are allowed to convene. Even though the Mishnah in Beitzah seems to say quite clearly that it's a shus, and Issa Drabonon, the answer is it is. It's a gzeira shemo ichtev. We have many, many, many examples of this. There is a gezeira, don't do those things which might trigger writing. Dine momonos is an issue. Dine nefoshes, it's no issue because everything has been already written on Erev Shams. What?
I have a question. Then really the whole question is killing him. In other words, when you say Beis Din will meet on Shabbos, and the question is whether Beis Din is allowed to meet on Shabbos, if the Psak Din is already done on Friday, it's just a matter of carrying out the Psak Din. So the question is, no, but maybe that maybe they don't have the psak din on Friday. Maybe they carried over. That's the you're saying a dini momenus.
Everything comes to a conclusion on one day. However, if the conclusion is guilty, and there's a halacha of halonas din just means wait overnight. Maybe somebody will backtrack. If not, then fine. So that's the gemara din of yesterday.
That's in dini nefashas. In dini nefashas,
correct. Dini momenus. Everything can be wrapped up in the same day. Dine Nefoshes can only be wrapped up if it's innocent. But if they carry out the vote and it says Chayev, we say, okay, we need to spill this over to tomorrow. What do we need to tomorrow? We need to discuss the whole halacha again? No. We've already discussed it today. Everything's being discussed, but we just want to have someone to sleep over it.
And what if the courts, this trial is not finished on Friday? Are they allowed to meet on Shabbos?
Then Mechayev not.
So now... What would be the reason? Because of writing?
Like you just said, yeah, because you haven't finished the Din Torah, then there's still a chashash of writing. So now we get to the main issue. Okay, basically the Din Torah has all happened on Erev Shabbos. There's not much to do on the next day when they come back, other than just to confirm what they already discussed yesterday. So what do the Gemara say? No, but the problem is that we have a technical issue. What's a technical issue? You can't kill on Shabbos. Why indeed can you not kill on Shabbos? Which issa? So look at Tosfos. In order to fully appreciate this Tosfos, it's a short Tosfos, but it's a very fundamental Tosfos. In order to fully appreciate Tosfos, let's just remind ourselves of one or two very important rules of Hilchos Shabbos. As a general rule, there is an exception. As a general rule, we know that a melacha is only considered to be a melacha if it is constructive, not if it is destructive. If it's destructive, what is that called? A mekalkel. Is mekalkel is just ruining something, that's not a melacha. So much so that we have various melachas, for example, like Soiser, to pull down a house. So why is that a malacha? It's a makalko. And the answer is, it's not a malacha. The Mishnah says it will only be considered a malacha if it's soiser al manas livnos. If you're pulling down the house in order to rebuild it properly afterwards, then ultimately that's constructive because you're clearing the land. What about, for example, moichik, to erase something? To erase something, the chayre is a makalkal. You had writing, you just ruined the writing. The answer is, you're 100% right. That's not a malacha. The Mishnah says in Shabbos of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that if he's moichek al menas lichtoiv, in order to write, imagine you've got a piece of paper and there's writing on it already and you want to clear it. So you erase it in order to write. Therefore, that's not a kilkul, that's a tikkun. What if you've been masakin? You've been masakin your paper. That would be considered a malacha. Another example. There's a malacha called kireya. Kireya is to tear something. That's a makalkal. So it's not a malacha. But if it's kireya al manas litfoir, you're tearing it with view to sew it back together, then that's a tikkun. It's not a kilkul. Imagine you were sewing your beged and you finished it and you saw a gewalt. The sleeve is not well sewn. It needs to be redone. So when you tear off the sleeve, that is a malacha. Why? Because it's kireya with intent to re-sew it back. That is the rule. Now, what about, there's a malacha called havara. Havara means to burn something. Now, burning by definition is always a makalkal. You take a piece of wood and you burn it, but you've just ruined the wood. So there's a big discussion. Is havara an exception to the rule? Is havara chayev even when it's a makalkal? Or perhaps, no, even havara has to be for a tikkun. What would be the tikkun? For example, you burn something in order to have heat. So I'm not interested in ruining the wood. Rather, I'm interested in the heat which is generated thereof. So the machlokes. If I just want to burn it because I just want to get rid of it, it's just in the way. Well, that's a makalkal. So would that be chayev or not? Big machlokes. That's one prat. And another prat is, what about chaburo? What does it mean, chaburo? Chabura is an injury to extract blood, which is essentially the malacha of sheikhit. If somebody extracts blood on Shabbos, that's a malacha, even if it's a makalkal or only if it's a tikkun. How could it be a tikkun? The chayr would be a tikkun if somebody would do a blood test on Shabbos. If somebody would do a blood test, then he's extracting blood. He wants the blood to come out and he's got what to do with the blood. But if somebody, for example, in old-fashioned times, just has to do bloodletting, he's got nothing to do with the dam, he's going to throw it out. So l'chayr, that's a makalkal. Or even better, what happens if somebody, for example, has a boil and there's pus or blood in it and he wants to make a hole just to let the blood run out? What's he going to do with the blood? Nothing. He'd rather the blood wasn't there in the first place. So that's a makalkal. So hamakalkal b'chabura, chayav or potter, is a big machlokes. Now, with that introduction in mind, now look at Tosfos. Ein ritzicha doicha es haShabbos. Which ritzicha are we talking about? When we're discussing don't kill somebody on Shabbos, which misa do we mean? So Tosfos goes through the options. B'sreifa, if we're talking about putting him to death, burning him, then it's nicha. Then it makes perfect sense. Because that's definitely a malacha. Afilu l'makalaman da'oma. Even according to the opinion, makalkel b'havara potter. Even according to the opinion that says that when you makalkel b'havara, you're exempt, and it's got to be for some tikkun. Nonetheless, yesh bo chilul Shabbos mishum psila. So Omar, because it says in Yevamos, mali bishul psila, mali bishul samamonim. What does that mean, mishum psila? In order to burn somebody, I've got a light, a candle, or a wick. So then you've created a fire. And if you've created a fire, never mind that afterwards it's true, you're going to burn this particular individual, and that's a kilkul. But the psila is a tikkun because I've made a creation, I've created a fire. So we all understand, therefore, when the Gemara says you cannot kill somebody on Shabbos, if we're talking about the killing, the death sentence of Sreifa, then we definitely understand that's considered a tikkun. Says Toisus Ubashar Chayve Misa Isnami. With other death sentences, it will be the same. Afilu Lamando Omar, even according to the opinion that says the Mekalkel Bechabura Potter, that if somebody injures somebody else, he is potter because that's considered a kilkul. So too over here, if we're going to put somebody to death, not with a fire. In the case of a fire, I understand that's not a kilkul because you're creating something. What are you creating? A fire. But if you kill him with a sword, for example, you're not creating anything. You're just ruining his life. That's a kilkul. So it's not a malacha. And if it's not a malacha, what would be the issa on Shabbos? Says Tosfos, no. Hocha, tremendous chiddush of Tosfos. Hocha, choshiv tikkun. It's true. It's only considered a malacha if it's a tikkun. This is a tikkun. Why? Diyesh loy kapora. Because it's precisely through the death sentence as he has a kapora. So even though his life, as it were, is being ruined, it's a kilkul, but overall it is a tikkun. Because we say to him, listen, it's in your interest for us to kill him by sword, because that way he'll get a kapora in Bezdin. If that's considered a tikkun. So this, Rabbi Yisrael, I don't want to launch now into a whole discussion of Hilchos Shabbos, but this is a very famous principle of Tosfos. Why is this a tremendous chiddush? Because the tikkun is not the malacha, it's just the consequence of the malacha. Normally when we talk about tikkun, means what I did was a tikkun. Here, it's not true, what I did was a kilkul. Just the consequence of it is that eventually he will receive a kapara. And nonetheless, Tosis is considered that a tikkun. That is a tremendous chiddush.
Are you?
Yeah, Larry, I'm listening.
Are you allowed to destroy a house that has tzaraas on Shabbos?
No. Unless. I mean, it's not a malacha. You're right. It's not a malacha unless you're planning to rebuild it.
So I would say that according to the same theory, it's a tikkun, though, right? Because you're the whole thing is the house has tzaraas and you're mekalkel, but the whole purpose of destroying it is because letaher.
Right. Okay. So maybe you're right. So according to Tosis, you want to say it should be malacha and should be asra on Shabbos. Right. I hear that. Chiddush. See, either way, we've just learned a tremendous chiddush. That even if I do a malacha, which essentially, with regard to the action that I'm doing, it's a kilkul, but it brings about a positive consequence, not a positive action, a positive consequence, that's also considered a tikkun. Therefore, this is a classic case. Even though in the action that I'm doing, there's nothing positive about it, I'm just killing him, so I'm ruining it, that's a kilkul. But because it brings about a consequence of tikkun, i.e. because he has a kapara, if that's considered a malach on Shabbos, and that's what it means. We have no option to kill this fellow on Bezdin. If it's Sreifa, it's definitely a tikkun. And says Tosfos, to be perfectly honest, any oimish of Bezdin is a tikkun, and therefore wouldn't be considered a makalko. Okay, I have to finish a drop early today.
By the way, is that the reason you can't shech an animal on Shabbos too? Because it's a tikkun?
100%. Correct. Shechting is definitely considered to be correct. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow.